Back here on the second guest show, Mike D'Attilio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J. and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Jay in Metairie. Jay, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Thanks for taking my call. I got a question. So last week, the Saints courted Simmons. And I see the Honey Badger went to dinner with him. I heard that Pete Warner's contract was, they redid it, you know, in order to find the money. Now I read today that Simmons is in Atlanta visiting with the Falcons. So what's the chances of us getting him or not getting him?
Man, listen, all I know is the thing on Pete Warner, that really didn't really affect anything from a contract standpoint. That just added maybe $1 million to the deal this year. So it's the Pete Werner deal really wasn't a direct effect on anything involving Justin Simmons. Now, what Justin wants and what the Falcons are willing to pay him is another thing. But you're right, Justin was in Atlanta today and will stay tomorrow in Atlanta. And all I can tell you is this. If Arthur Blank, the owner, wants him, he's going to be in Atlanta. Because it was Arthur Blank's decision to draft Michael Penix when that scouting department really wanted the defensive end. They wanted to try to help the team this year. But Mr. Blank, you know, he wanted a deal for down the road with a quarterback. So if he wins over Arthur Blank, and I know they don't have nearly the amount of cap space the Saints do, but, man, you can be real innovative money-wise. That is an intriguing deal that Atlanta, who didn't get the corner they wanted, have had injuries at safety.
That's the key.
They would team up Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons.
Well, the injuries at safety and look at the perception of where they're at. Preseason, I know it's preseason. You know, the strongest team from a national perspective to win the NFC South. So, literally, Justin Simmons, Mike, right now, he's a mercenary.
Yeah.
And now, who that nation, with good riddance, he can go to Atlanta. I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you right now, if the Saints gave more money to Justin Simmons than
he'd sign
the Falcons,
with the Saints.
He'd sign with the Saints. And if the Falcons give more money to the Saints, he'd sign with the Falcons. He's going with the money. And you might say, well, he's just greedy. No, he has that kind of stroke. Mike, now the safety position is down as far as what you actually paying safeties right now. But here's a guy that got skins on the wall.
Plenty.
And he's all pro. And here's a guy that has made a lot of money, but he wants to parlay that and say, I'm not ready to take some kind of discount, maybe like Tyrann Mathieu or Honey Badger. You know, you look at his age. Mike, he's right at 30, right?
30 years old.
So you might say, what's that? Honey Badger's not, 4 or 5 years. That's a lot older than him. So that's why, I mean, you can like Justin Simmons, don't like him. He's going to end up with the team that pays the most money.
That's the bottom line with it. And now he's got two NFC South teams sort of bidding amongst one another to get him. But the guy here is the most important. Is Arthur Blank.
The owner.
You can be innovative with contracts.
And Gail Benson will not go against Arthur Blank. That would be like Mickey Loomis going against Arthur Blank.
Right.
Miss Gail's not getting involved.
Because if Arthur comes in there and he tells Terry Fontenot, you sign Justin Simmons, it'll be, Mr. Blank, we get it, and we're going to get him here in a Falcons uniform. But injuries and the fact that secondary – in the practice sessions has been getting beat. Bob, that shows up, and I think they want to make a splash trying to get a guy, if the money's right, for Justin Simmons. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Ponchatoula, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bobby.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
All right, sir.
All right, Ponchatoula.
I want to get y'all take on Trevor Pennington. Watching the other night, I gave him a D. Just want to get y'all take and just try to understand how you can miss so badly on a player like that. Because he just seems like he was just garbage the other night. I mean, I don't know what y'all opinion is, but I kept an eye on him the whole game, and just he was getting dog beat.
The right grade is a D for what Trevor did. But you know what? Everybody would have been wrong on Trevor because everybody kind of had him rated in that 17 to 21 range in round one. And we talked about it when he got picked. How could he adjust to an NFL pass rush from a technique standpoint? He looks like the same guy we saw a year ago from a technique standpoint. He gets beat with a hard inside move. A lot of times he doesn't set his feet well. And, Bob, he gets kind of jacked right back into the lap of a quarterback off the edge.
Well, I think that if he can come downhill, because he is aggressive. He's not passive.
I think run blocking is not the issue.
But sometimes he's overly aggressive. And I always say this at the tackle position, that you don't have to be dominant where you mauling people. You got to be like a dancing bear. I mean, are you occupying the guy trying to get past you and you chicken fighting with him?
He's got footwork and handwork.
Yes.
I can see it.
No, that's what
easily.
It is. And where I think the scouts and everyone was so enamored with Trevor Penny because he was so aggressive and wanted to just crush people. Well, who's that? It's a violent sport, football.
He was playing two at Northern. And so it's a hard
look
because he's dominating everybody at that level as a pass protector.
But he's not – Northern Iowa did not play against a team that had like a Chase Young.
No.
Or whoever. And so then you could be as aggressive as you want to be, and then they just get by you. Then that's why I'm telling you what's so impressive, like the Willie Rose, Teron Armsteads of the world. And they are dominant. They still got that mean streak, but the finesse. Right now, I guarantee you Trevor Penning cannot dance. There's no way he can dance.
You don't have the footwork.
You know, you play any kind of music or the DJ and you go on there. I'd like to see Trevor Penning's moves. I bet he's a stiff. He is so stiff that I bet he ain't got no swivel hips and he can't. No, he's just stiff. I mean, I'll tell you, people think you just got to be a mauler. No, you have to have technique and finesse as an offensive lineman, especially out on the edge, because the type of guys you're going to be blocking.
Yeah, another thing, too, is which is a concern.
So anybody could send a video. I want to know if Trevor Penning probably danced at a wedding or something. I want to see if he ever danced. And I want to see his moves, because I guarantee you, I saw that in a game. You know, he's falling on his face on the dance floor.
If it was left tackle or right tackle. If I'm playing against him, I'm coming inside. I'm not too worried about coming off the edge with him because you can see his hand placement is wrong and it's a little stiff. But really his body, lower body adjustments to a real hard inside move is not there. And you just can't stick your hip out. Bob, that guy's going to run right through that hip and get inside on you.
Well, and I said that's why I wish they had the joint practices. And I said this.
Against Bosa?
At the point after, I said, you know what? Usually I watch the skilled people, receivers, DBs, and on you watch the ball. I said, I'm going to go watch the line. What our line do against the 49ers line? And I kind of wanted to see, like, okay, Trevor Penning, we saw Chase Young. He gets beat three reps in a row. But I got like, with Bosa. To see if he'd be so discouraged that he might just quit. He might say, I'm not doing this anymore. Because Bosa, as dominant, Chase Young was on that 49ers team. As dominant as Chase Young.
Chase Young wasn't the number one banana.
Right. Chase Young, that's what I'm saying. Like Bosa or T.J. Watt, no. No, and then you got to chip with the running back and a tight end, help him out, but you can't do that every play.
The other thing, too, in game two, you're going to see Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Micah Parsons knows that Trevor Penning can't block him. But then they can have a game plan with a tight end running back to help out with that. But but Dallas has a few problems right now. They can't sign their players or they're not content.
I never thought I'd say it. Jerry's become cheap.
Well,
he got a certain amount of money that he's willing to spend, and he's not moving off of it. I'm just telling you. That seems to be the issue. If it's CeeDee Lamb, if it's Prescott, if it's Micah Parsons, he's got a certain money figure. That's what he's going
to
pay.
Well, now, to play devil's advocate, the other part of that, he's trying to say, well, man, you know, I rewarded Dak with that good contract first off.
Yeah, that was years ago.
But then he kind of looks at it, but what have we won? Think about the Cowgirls. They ain't won jack. Dallas, as far as expectation with their fan base, they might be the last half a dozen years, they might be the most disappointing team in the whole NFL.
Think about it. He tried to convince himself Trey Lance was the guy.
Well, yeah, because they got him from the 49ers.
For the 49ers, sent a fourth-round pick over. Man, I'll watch Trey Lance. He's all off balance throwing the football.
You know who's better than Trey Lance right now? And he's played a number of games. He started in a Cowgirls uniform. Is the white dude, the quarterback. Come on, Mike, his name's slipping my mind. Who backs up Dak Prescott? The quarterback who backs up Dak Prescott, who played. Come on, I can't believe we cannot remember this. Come on, who's the quarterback? He went to small college and stuff. Can nobody know this right now? Cooper Rush. Thank you. Charlie. Rush. Cooper Rush, right now, Cooper Rush is the guy that he has skins on the wall in a Dallas uniform. He's better than Trey Lance.
He might be, but if Dak couldn't play in game one, guess who's starting?
No, they would want to put Trey Lance.
Because Jerry wants Trey to work out.
No,
like Lynch and Shanahan wanted him to work out.
If you look at Cooper Rush where he went to school, something like West Texas, Central Michigan, okay, school.
Okay, and then South Dakota State.
Yeah.
But he only started 1 year. That was the chance you took.
But that's why.
49ers paid a lot to get him, too. Man.
But wait, hey, the Saints are under the radar. The Cowgirls kind of under the radar because everybody's ticked off at him. So.